Members of the tenant organization want more resources put into Southside housing, schools, and businesses. And Leon County Commissioner Curtis Richardson says the commission is working on it. He says the commission has committed $100,000 for jobs.
We committed part of that $100,000 to providing jobs for 100 students, high school students, that were included in a promise zone.
Richardson says the county applied for the Federal Promise Zone Initiative but didn't get the designation. Still, the county is moving ahead with many of the ideas in its applications, and they plan to reapply for the Promise Zone. Meanwhile, Commissioner Bill Proctor is concerned about the direction of its youth.
What I think that I hear the community saying and speaking to is for public safety and a sense of social disintegration of hope, heart, and spirit, and the loss of focus of children even toward a future.
The commissioners are praising the work of the Southside Revitalization Council, which is focused on infrastructure. Richardson says he's pleased with the list that looks at Southside infrastructure needs.
In terms of water and stormwater, sewage, drainage, sidewalks, road improvements, lighting, addressing the crime issues, many of the issues that have been identified as issues here in South City, the high infant mortality rate, the dropout rate, all of those issues that have plagued this area.
Commissioners say there should be more talks about Southside needs. For WFSU News, I'm Talia Piloto.